In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, or this weekend in my Sunday homily, we talked about how the scribes and the Pharisees, the chief priests and the elders of the people, dealt with what they perceived to be the problem of Jesus by arranging his judicial execution. They arranged a set trial for him. They threatened a riot, which was basically threatening Pontius Pilate with death, because he would have been held accountable by the empire if there had been a rebellion in Jerusalem. And so, they thought they had dealt with Jesus by having him put to death unjustly. And look what happens with Stephen. Stephen, not acting in his own name, but violating the orders of the Sanhedrin and teaching in the name of Jesus, and teaching what Jesus had taught, got everyone all worked up, the synagogue of Roman freemen, and Cyrenians and Alexandrians and people from Cilicia and Asia. And they debated with Jesus, and when they couldn't win, they had a problem. So what did they do? They arranged for another judicial execution. They had people lie that Stephen had committed the crime of blasphemy, and that's why he would be stoned to death. Is it any wonder that Stephen is treated this way, considering what happened to the Lord? No. And what continues to happen through the ages. If you have a chance, and I would hope you have a Lives of the Saints at home. If you don't, get one, because it's very instructive. Get one of the good old ones, with a little less skepticism and more trust in the tradition of the church. You'll see that, time and time again, the martyrs stood up for Christ, and the fact that they could stand up and speak with such eloquence, many of them just simple people, is a testimony to the truth of the gospel. And the very fact that we know about the martyrs and that they had successors tells us that you cannot defeat the Lord with judicial executions. They may think that Jesus is a problem and Jesus' followers are a problem, but they're not. They're the problem. And what we need to do, with any of us, when we are confronted with a variance between us and God, what do? Do we change God? No, we change ourselves. And that is really what these people need to do. And that happens also in many of the stories of the martyrs, that their executioners themselves are converted by the witness of those that they put to death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray, first of all, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis.